for construction for their generous support of Community Radio.
This is Sammy Joe.
And Harmonica Steve. And you are listening to Local Motion with Shane on
KKRN 88.5 FM Community Radio.
Good afternoon. The time is 12 o'clock, straight up, high noon, and it's time for Local Motion with Shane. And you're hearing it on KKRN 88.5 FM. We're licensed in Bella Vista. Studios up here on Round Mountain. And Local Motion with Shane is designed to bring you local music, local happenings up here in the Intermountain area and the surrounding areas. And today, we're going to be hearing some new music that's been sent in, as well as some old favorites from past programs. And also today, I have a special guest in the studio. And, well, we go ahead and let her say, have a shout out. Today we have in the studio, she came all the way up from the valley to share an event that's going to be going on next week. Kelly O'Leary. Say hi, Kelly.
Hi there, Shane. It's great to be here with you again this year.
All right. Yes. And Kelly's going to come back on here in just a few moments and talk about the Shasta Gym and Minerals Society's gym show that'll be taking place.
Yes, it's coming up October 10th and the 11th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds.
And we're going to talk about that in detail, but first up today, I'm going to be playing a CD that was given to me by one of our local ladies, a proud mother. Michelle gave me the CD of her son, Colin Minks. And although Colin is living in Chico right now, I believe that's where he's at. He grew up here in Oak Run, and he is the son of some of our local folks. And I want to thank Michelle for getting a CD to me. If you are a local musician or family member or such, you can get your music to me by mailing it to P.O. Box 188. That's in Montgomery Creek, California. And the zip is 96065. You can go to the Local Motion page, which is found at kkrn.org. And we archive the programs, and on the archive page, there's also the information I just gave you. You can also get a hold of me at shane@kkrn.org, and that's where you want to also go if you want to have any constructive criticism or questions about the show, the playlists, or any of the artists. Feel free to write me. I usually get back to people. Okay, well, coming up right now is Colin Minks. And Colin Minks, 21-year-old, grew up in Oak Run, went to Foothill High School. And Colin has he's a great guitar player, great voice. And sometimes he plays with Heavy Dose of Blues because his mom and papa, they're with Heavy Dose of Blues, Leroy and Michelle. And speaking of which, they're going to be at the Round Mountain Community Center next Saturday as part of a Round Mountain Community Center benefit. It's going to be an all-day music affair. We're going to be talking about that in a little bit, but here we're going to listen to Colin Minks. And so here's the first song we're going to hear from Colin Minks today on Local Motion with Shane. Thanks for tuning in. And time permits, we'll get another song in by Colin. But here is his first song. Thanks for tuning in to Local Motion with Shane on KKRN 88.5 FM. We'll be back with Kelly O'Leary.
Down on the city lights, gonna be a full moon tonight. People walking in the streets makes me stop and think. Everybody searching for something, they all want something more. Most are lost, only a few know what they're looking for. If you happen to be one of those lucky few, shed some light on the subject, cause I sure would like to know too. Just live your life, don't waste your time. Said just live your life, don't waste your time. Just live your life, don't waste your time, no, just live your life, don't waste your time, no.
All right, that was Colin Meeks, and I think I mentioned that his mama, Michelle, drummer for Heavy Dose of Blues, and a proud parent she is. Thanks for sending that in, Michelle. And like I said before, we're at the top of the show, we have Kelly O'Leary, and as far as I know, Kelly is still the president of the Shasta Gem and Mineral Society. Is that right, Kelly?
Oh, yes. I'm still the lucky one. Right. So third year in a row now being president of Shasta Gem and Mineral Society. And it's a great club. You know, we have great members. We go on field trips. We have fun. And we always try to make our meetings as short as we can, have potlucks. We have a fabulous workshop. It's actually probably one of the best in California. And we have lots and lots of machines. People can come down and cut their own stones, learn how to make jewelry. We have classes through the city of Redding, Parks and Recreation Department. And we teach people how to cut and polish stones, how to do wire wrapping, and how to do silversmithing and make their own pendants or rings. We've had some absolutely beautiful jewelry made by our students and also the young group. We have a juniors group, and they make their own things also. So please come to the Gem Show October 10th and the 11th, and you'll get to see the displays. You'll see the juniors group displays. They have three or four cases where they show off their goods. And see all the vendors. We have lots of demonstrators, and we have the demonstrators out front of the Shasta building. And in the gazebo out front, we're going to have the Shasta miners and prospectors again this year.
Oh, boy. Yeah, so the kids will be able to do a little panning outside? Or
yes, kids of all ages, that is.
Right.
You know, a lot of the adults want to learn how to pan for gold. So
Yeah, that's a real good. That can actually be a family event. And load the kids up and head for the creek. And,
oh, you bet.
Yeah. You know, I was a member of the society a few years back. I was just telling Kelly I might have to join back up now and have a little more free time. But I was amazed at the value for what little bit the membership is, for the fees, for the membership fees per year, and how little, like you say, the meetings were short. They give away stones.
A raffle.
Yeah, the raffle.
Meeting. Yeah. Potluck, yeah. Too. We have food. So we have a good time.
Oh, it's a great group of people. And not only that, but the society, they also have field trips, like you were saying, and they go places that I think that the general public is not allowed to go to, don't they? Don't you have access to some areas that...
Once in a while, we'll have a private field trip on private property. But that's one thing about field trips that you, generally speaking, don't want to go someplace just out by yourself and not knowing. You have to have permission. If somebody right. owns that property, you have to get permission. So we never encourage anybody to go if they do not know the property. You have to get permission. So if you go with the group, we know where we're going. We know we have permission, or it's on public lands and we're allowed to be there. And we go on a lot of field trips. We have a new field trip chairman this year, and he is a go-getter. So we sometimes go on two field trips a month get lots of beautiful agates, jaspers, quartz, Apache tears, you know, obsidian. And fossils. We've been just getting lots of beautiful material this year.
And not only are you going on with people that have permission to go, but also with people that have the knowledge of where to look, what to look for. You know, I've walked past rocks that when they're still in their rough matrix form, they just look like a gray rock. And then somebody with the knowledge will say, hey, that's a geode.
Right,
or,
right.
You know, whatever. And,
yep.
And yeah, that's really cool. So is most of the field trips up here in Northern California, as I know we have a lot of gem and minerals up in here in Northern California.
We do. We have a lot of different materials here in Northern California. And we occasionally go a little bit further. We could, you know, go like to the Oregon Sunstone Fields, which are up in Southern Oregon. We go to around Cedarville, which is in the corner of Nevada. So we do occasionally take longer trips, but we try to keep the trip short, hour, 2 hours, in driving distance in one direction, so that we can go early in the morning, spend most of the day, and then come home in the afternoon. So we pack our lunch, pack lots of water, and we go out and just have a ball, just being out in nature and looking at the beauty and picking up rocks.
That's a great time. family fun, or just a couple, or just if you're a single person wanting to look for something to do, that's pretty cool. And how can people learn more about the society, Kelly? You guys got a Facebook page?
Well, we do. It's Shasta Gem, G-E-M, and A-N-D, mineral, .com. So, and we have the email is shastagemandmineral@gmail.com.
Right. And a Facebook page, you say, right?
Shasta Gem. Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shasta
Gem and
Mineral. Of course. yes, we do. We're up and running with both of those. So we have our newsletter is on our website, so you can look at the current newsletter, and it tells about, we have field trip reports in there, for each month, and you can go back and look at some prior ones also.
Right, and this event that takes place October 10th and 11th at the Shasta Fairgrounds, Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson.
Yes.
It's free admission too, isn't it?
It's free, and it always has been free. Right. We're trying to keep it that way. We keep holding on to free admission, free parking out there at the fairgrounds. And there will be an event this year that's in the one of the other buildings, and they are charging, but our event is free. So, you know, just come on down. We have the demonstrators out front. We're going to have some new demonstrators this year. We have a gentleman who's going to be napping arrowheads, making the arrowheads. It's called flint napping.
Yeah, that's always fun to watch.
Ken will be there on the corner. We have a gal making, showing you how to make earrings, gemstone or stone bead earrings. We have a gentleman out front who's going to be cutting and polishing stones, like rocks that we have found out in the field. And a gal doing seed beading, which is the tiny, tiny beads, like the Native Americans have done so much work with the tiny seeds. She makes earrings, pendants, all kinds of beautiful stuff. She even makes her own patterns and sells on the internet. And we'll have Jasper out there. We'll have inside where all the dealers will be, and the raffle tickets will be inside, free door prize tickets. And we have a silent auction where people can bid on the rocks. We put out several rocks with a little bid sheet next to each one. And there will be some beautiful Tuladad agate. There'll be petrified wood. We are going to have a special raffle for, or a special, yeah, a special raffle for the piece of onyx that has gold in it.
Oh, wow.
So that's going to be raffled off this year. So that's a new item. We will have faceted gemstones on the raffle table for the first time. Or the silent auction table. Sorry.
That's right.
But, yeah, there's just so much going on out there.
Well, once again, that's October 10th and 11th at Chester District Fairgrounds, Anderson. Saturday's hours are 9 to 5. Sunday's hours are 10 to 4. And that's a lot of information, Kelly. We're going to come back and go over it again. And But right now, we're going to listen to a little more music. And this is a song that a couple of our local folks came in and played for us, probably about a year ago. And it's Baloney Brothers, Dale Pinkham, Dave Strawn. And it's a song that they wrote and going to play it for you now. Thanks for tuning in to Locomotion Shane. Time is 12:15. We'll be back with Kelly.
He's personal song about his family, and he's got a lot of family in this area. So, Davey, why don't you talk about this?
Well, this is a song that I was just... I'm getting a little teared up here. I'm just going to let it talk for itself, but it's really just a song about family, okay?
Love.
Yeah, it's a song about family and love, really.
Well, we was Mexican when old Grandpa took us in. I was 10 years old before I knew it was a sin. Dang girl, why gotta be so good? Dang girl, why gotta be related? Dang girl, why gotta look so fine? Well, when mom felt like a sprout, you know she would kick us out. She tore us right out and made her. Said, honey, it is a shame that we got the same last name. I said, dang girl, why gotta be related? Dang girl, I gotta be related. Dang girl, I gotta look so good. Dang girl, I gotta be related. Dang girl, I gotta look so fine. You can play it now. So good. Dang girl, I gotta be related. Dang girl, I gotta be so fine.
I have a little banjo.
She was my father's daughter, and I knew I shouldn't honor her. Kissing way up in the family tree.
There you have the Baloney Brothers on Locomotion with Shane. And hey, if you know the Baloney Brothers, tell them that you heard their tune on Locomotion with Shane. And we're going to hear another song that from a group of mountain men from over in Trinity County. The Buckhorn Mountain Stompers are coming up next. And one of the reasons I picked them is because next Saturday, October 10th, they're going to be at the Oak Run Montessori School's first annual Family Harvest Feast and Hoedown. It's going to take place from 4 to 8 p.m. at the school. And they're going to have a barbecue dinner. This is going to be a benefit fundraiser for the school. Barbecue dinner with local homegrown organic food and auction items from the students and local artists and businesses. And, of course, live music from the Buckhorn Mountain Stompers. And you can get pre-sale tickets are available at the school, or you can go to www.oakrunschool.org. And dinner's going to be served from 5 to 7 p.m., but, yeah, the event will be taking place from 4 to 8 p.m. Plenty of time to eat and listen to the Buckhorn Mountain Stompers. And that's just what we're going to do right now.
Around.
Buckhorn Mountain Stomper is going to be there at the Oak Run Montessori School's first annual Family Harvest Feast and Hoedown next Saturday, 4 to 8 p.m. But, hey, you know, that's in the evening. We got something going on Saturday and Sunday earlier in the day. And Kelly O'Leary from Chester Gym and Mineral Society is here to talk a little bit more about it. Kelly?
Yes, we're having our 61st annual Gem and Mineral Show and Sale out at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Saturday's hours, we start at 9 a.m., go till 5, and Sunday will be 10 to 4. And it's a great time for families. It's a great event. It's still free, so come on down. We have Subarama is going to come out and do our food for us this time. It's going to be fabulous. And we have a really large kids area. So if you've got kids, grandkids, and you know every kid loves rocks, so bring them on down. We have the spinning wheel. We have grab bags. We have all kinds of fun activities for the kids. Soapstone carving, all kinds of things for the kids.
And this is these are going to be hands-on events too, not just a stand there and look thing, right?
Oh, absolutely. The soapstone, they can actually sit there with their little file and they'll be given a little piece of soapstone and the spinning wheel, the rocks, all that stuff, and searching for gemstones in the sand and all kinds of fun things for the kids.
That's awesome. And gosh, if you've been to this event before, you know how much fun it is. And if you've never gone, it's going to be literally an eye-opener. The beauty of some of the gems and minerals just is it's fascinating to see what comes out of the ground. And like I said before, Shasta County, we've got a lot of gem and minerals up here. But if you were to go out on your own, well, you might have a little bit of success. But with a group like the Shasta Gem and Mineral Society, you have great successes. You work with people that know the areas, know what to look for, and you know when you start out a new endeavor or hobby, whatever, it's good to have people with knowledge. And I know from experience that these people on the Gem and Mineral Society, they just love sharing their knowledge and talking, and it's just a good time at the meetings. And the clubhouse is a clubhouse is in Anderson as well, still, isn't it?
Yes, we meet at the Anderson Grange, and that's on the second Friday of each month that we meet at the Anderson Grange. We start arriving around 6 o'clock, and we have our potluck at 6:30, and we have a short meeting. We have a raffle afterwards that is great fun with all kinds of great minerals, gemstones, fossils, all kinds of good things. And then we have our workshop. It's out on Airport Road. The Grange is across from Kent's Meats,
right?
And the workshop is further down, just north of the bridge there at Riverside and Airport. So it's the Gilman Lapidary School. So that's where we meet on Tuesday nights, and that is open 5:30 to 8:30 on Tuesday nights. So you can learn how to cut and polish stones, learn about what different stones are and what to look for, and how to, you know, pick your stone that you even want to cut. So we have big saws. You can cut big rocks in half and slab them up and cut your own stones. And we do have, you know, the stones that we have even at the gem show will be stones from all around the world. And every color of the rainbow in nature is there naturally in these stones that you'll see. It is really, really amazing.
That it is. And what was I thinking? Oh, so the workshop is open once a week?
It's actually Tuesday evenings and then Saturday mornings 10 to 2.
Okay, that's what I thought. I was thinking it was two times a week.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, Kelly, you were saying that the Reading Parks Department has they have classes too.
We put on the classes through the City of Reading Parks and Recreation, and we'll either be in the fall schedule or the winter schedule for wire wrapping. You can learn how to wrap a stone professionally. You know, make it look just like a professional piece of jewelry, pendants, earrings, and there's silversmithing classes. People learn to actually work the silver. And if you have your own stone that you want to bring, or we supply a stone for you, and you make a ring or pendant in that class out of sterling silver. And then we have the stone cutting class, and that's a good place to start. Learn about the stones, how to cut and polish your own rocks. So you might even have rocks at home or your grandmother's rocks, you know.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, bring them down.
A lot of older folks were rock hounds at one time, and
yeah,
check them stones that are lining your driveway. You might have.
Well, you can bring them down, and we can, identify them for you. And of course, there are thousands of different types of minerals, rocks, and minerals. But we have a lot of people with a lot of knowledge at the gem show, as well as at our workshop and in our club. So everybody's invited to come as a guest on the second Friday of the month. Of course, October is different, so our second Friday is our gem show this time. So our meeting is actually going to be at the fairgrounds, but November and December we'll be back on the second Friday at the Anderson Grange.
And folks can find this information at the Shasta. Their email is shastagemandmineral@gmail.com. They have a Facebook page, Shasta Gym.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And a blog site, ShastaGemAndMineral.com. Lots of way to get a hold of this stuff. And
you bet. And come down to the show. If you have questions about anything or about the club, about the society, or about stones, rocks, field trips, any of that kind of thing, you can come on down. We will have membership forms even there. Sometimes we have 10 to 20 people actually join the club during the Gem and Mineral Show, so we can accommodate you there too. And like I said, it's free to get into the Gem Show. Our yearly membership, if you want to be a member, is only $15 per person. Juniors are $8. So we have a great juniors club. We have a lot of kids learning how to make jewelry and cut and polish stones. So it's a great group.
Yeah, great things for kids to do hand-on stuff and see something unique that they can develop and something, a piece of jewelry or gentlemen. I know I joined because I wanted to be able to give my wife something that nobody else had ever had, a piece of jewelry that was unique to her alone. And when you make it out of a fossil, you can say that you're getting her old jewelry.
And it's all one of a kind. Everything
right.
that we
yeah,
make down
right.
there, everything is one of a kind. So it is definitely unique.
Well, I want to remind folks that they're listening to Locomotion with Shane on KKRN 88.5 FM, licensed in Bella Vista, studios on Round Mountain. We have a Facebook page, too. You can go like us there. We also have our KKRN.org homepage. Has lots of news and information and our program schedule. And if you go to it and look at the program schedule, all the programs that are highlighted in black are your local programmers that come up and spend their time, energy, and money to bring you some of the best programming, most unique programming, I personally feel, in Shasta County and beyond. We have great music, unique talk shows, and stuff that I don't think you find anywhere else. Check us out, kkrn.org. And while you're there, you can click on the donate tab because we are an all-listener, grassroots, listener-supported radio station, and we get our funding from you, our listening audience. And if you want to help keep programs like Locomotion on, you can go to that kkrn.org and click on the donate tab. It'll take you to a safe and secure site. Okay, well, let's see. Coming up next here for the music scene, we're going to hear a little song by Tony Furtado. And Tony is the first artist that the Oak Song Society for Preservation of Waco Music is going to be bringing as part of their 2015-2016 indoor concert series lineup for this winter. And we're going to talk about more about the Oak Song Society's lineup as the dates go on. Like I say, Tony Furtado is going to be playing October 9th, and he's going to be at the Pilgrim Congregational Church, which is out there at 2850 Foothill Boulevard, out there West Reading. The doors open at 7:15 p.m. The concerts start at 8. And you can get your tickets at the Music Connection, 3086 Bocelli Lane in Reading. Their phone number is 223-2040. They'll give you information and ticket prices. And students, the Oak Song Society, they really want to get the young folks involved with some of these great folks they have coming in. If you're 18 years and under with a valid student ID, you get in for half price usually, right? And so here is Tony Furtado. Tony is the master of the banjo and slide guitar, and he fuses bluegrass, country, swing, jazz, folk, and Celtic. And this song we're going to hear is off of Tony Furtado's The Bell CD. It's a 2015 release. And the song we're going to be hearing today is Broken Bell. Thanks for tuning in to Locomotion with Shane. We'll be back with Kelly and myself in just a few moments.
Tolling doors crack my shell. Don't waste your hammer on a broken bell. Broken bell, a broken bell. Don't waste your hammer on a broken bell. Shadows rise when you hear the call. Shine the light and you watch them fall. Watch them fall with the coming day. Shine the light and they fade away. Well, I let you in. See inside. But you will never change my mind. You will never change my mind. Cut your lies with a rusty tongue. Build your house with the deed you've done. The deed you've done got a ringing sound. The deed you've done gonna tear you down. Well, I let you in. See inside. But you will never change my mind. You will never change my mind. Copper and tin for a shiny skin. Shiny skin, shimmering new. Copper and tin, ringing true. Tolling doors crack my shell. Don't waste your hammer on a broken bell. Broken bell, a broken bell. Don't waste your hammer on a broken bell.
Tony Furtado. Sorry about that, Tony. Going to be at the Folk Song Society's first event of the Winter Series. indoor concert series lineup. And these guys are great performers, the Oak Song Society. They do such a great job of bringing top quality entertainers. I'm just surprised at some of the people they get and how little they charge. It's great entertainment. And like I say, we'll be hearing more about some of the upcoming events. I think that, next Friday, the 9th, Matthew Songmaker's coming into the studio. He's going to be doing some live music for us as he's just released preparing to release a one-man CD. And I'm really looking forward to Matthew coming in. I know a lot of you Shasta County residents know and love Matthew and his singing, songwriting. And so, yeah, the 9th, he's going to be coming in. So I'm not going to be able to play Tony Furtado then. So I think right now we're just going to go ahead and play another song off his The Bell CD. And then we'll come back and talk to Kelly a little bit more about the gym show taking place next weekend. So here's another song by Tony Furtado off his The Bell CD, 2015 CD release, called Tired Lion.
Thank you.
You can go to oaksongs.org to get full information about this season's lineup. And Tony Furtado. And some great information there at oaksongs.org. Okay, I'm in the studio with Kelly O'Leary, president of Shasta Gem and Mineral Society. We've been talking about the upcoming event. They're going to be having the Shasta District Fairgrounds next Saturday and Sunday. And Kelly's here to tell you a little bit more.
Yes. Hi, Shane. I want to thank you again for having me up here. It's beautiful country being up here. I love it. So, I just want to let people know that the vendors will be selling to the public, and there's just an enormous amount of different minerals, fossils, and one thing that the kids really enjoy seeing is dinosaur. We call it coprolite. That's the formal name, but it's dinosaur poop. I hope I'm allowed to say that on the air.
Okay, but then. Poop, poop, poop. Yep.
But the kids love it. So we always have little pieces of dinosaur poop there that kids can look at or purchase. We have fossils. We have opals. We have gemstones, jewelry. We have a lot of custom jewelry. We have rocks, crystals, amethyst, cathedrals, minerals from all over the world, things from Argentina, things from Chile, Peru, China, just about every country, Brazil. There's a lot of stones that we get from Brazil, Madagascar, just countries from all over the world. But there's so much to see. So come on down to the Gem Show. It's free. It's fabulous. Bring your girlfriends, bring your family, your grandkids. Learn how to pan for gold there with the Shasta Miners and Prospectors, and just come down and have a great time at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, October 10th and the 11th. It's great fun.
All right, Kelly, is it going to be just the members of the Shasta Gem and Mineral Society, or are you going to have some out-of-towners there too?
We have, actually, most of our vendors are from out of town.
Oh, yeah, all right.
So, yeah, a few of them are club members, and a lot of the demonstrators are, well, probably all the demonstrators are club members.
Right, yes. Yeah. And this will be a good opportunity to talk to you about how people can get involved with the society if they go to that event. That's really cool. Okay, well, Kelly, we're going to listen to another song by Colin Minks, young man out of Chico, doing his own original songs and songwriting. And I want to thank Michelle from Heavy Dose of Blues for sending in this CD. If you are a musician or a friend or family member of a musician, you can send me your music at P.O. Box 188. That's in Montgomery Creek, 96065. Here he is, Colin Minks. Thank you.
inside my heart is this death.
All right, that was Colin Mink out of Chico, and happened to find a song from a past program back in June, I believe it was. Leroy and John from Heavy Dose of Blues came in. Leroy Hofer is the parent of Colin Mink's. And so I'm going to play the song that Leroy and John came in and... I'm pretty much sure this is an exclusive for Locomotion. You won't hear this song anywhere else. And so thanks for tuning in to Locomotion with Shane. We're going to listen to a song by Leroy and John, Heavy Dose of Blues. And we'll come back in and say goodbye to Kelly. And a little final information about the Jim Mineral Show coming up next Saturday and Sunday. Here they are, Leroy and John on Locomotion with Shane. No pressure.
All right. Well, this is a song about the blues and about how we feel about the blues. It's called "The Blues Is All Right."
Yeah, and you know what? A lot of people have a conception about the blues that it's all kind of down music, and you know, my dog left me, my wife left me, that kind of stuff. But you know, there's a lot of good time blues as well, and it's fun stuff.
Here's a taste.
Sad. I tell you people, it's the best feeling I've ever had. I love the blues. Make me feel so good. Well, it's hard to feel bad when the blues makes me feel so good. Get you way down in your soul. I love the blues. Oh, they make me feel so good. Well, it's hard to feel bad when the blues make me feel so good. Well, I've been playing this old harp about half my life. I'm gonna play till the day I die, 'cause I love the blues. Oh, they make me feel so good. It's hard to feel bad, baby, when the blues makes me feel so good. Yeah, I love the blues. Man, it makes me feel good. Yeah, I love to sing the blues when I want to feel good. Well, it's hard to feel bad when the blues makes me feel so good. All right, it's been a pleasure. Hey, if I could...
Yeah, it has been a pleasure, Leroy. Leroy and John, Heavy Dose of Blues, are going to be at the Round Mountain Community Center next Saturday. Well, they're going to be having a music event to benefit the Round Mountain Community Center from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. They're going to have two reggae bands and Heavy Dose of Blues and a few other local musicians. So, once again, that's next Saturday at the Round Mountain Community Center. And also next Saturday is the Shasta Gym and Mineral Show. And it's taking place Saturday and Sunday at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. And in the studio with me today has been Kelly O'Leary, president, letting us know. Kelly, got any more things we can wrap it up with?
Well, just want to do my final invitation, I guess, and final thank you to you. But, we just want to invite everybody to come on down, Shasta District Fairgrounds, October 10th and the 11th. Come see the displays, the gold panning, demonstrations, silent auction. We have free door prize tickets, raffle tickets, vendors selling all kinds of wonderful goods to the public. And it's free. Come on down.
Okay, that free, that I always like that part, and it's funny though, I usually end up spending money there, but because you can't hardly pass up some of the deals they have there. It's just, that's a place to, if you're going to get something for your girlfriend, you get probably get a little discount down there. I don't know. You have to go check it out.
I tell you what, it's a good time to get stuff early for Christmas, too.
Oh, there
so
you go.
That's right. The time to buy good stuff for Christmas.
All right, well, thanks for coming up, Kelly, and we'll see you again someday, huh?
Thank you, Shane.
Oh, you're welcome. Hey, happening tomorrow, October 3rd, the Manton Apple Festival takes place from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. over there in Manton. And their scheduled event, Tom and Jerry are going to be playing at 9 a.m., 10:45 Old Kennett String Band. And then Honey and the Mountain Messengers will be at 12:30 and then at 2:30 On the Fly Band. And, of course, all the apples and crafters and vendors will be there. And as well, there's another event taking place tomorrow. It's a barbecue to benefit the Oak Run History Group. And it's being put on by the Millville Historical Society to benefit the Oak Run History Group. And it's going to take place from 12 noon to 3 p.m. on Saturday, tomorrow. And it'll be taking place at their museum on Whitmore Road in Millville, right by the Millville Fire Hall. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Local Motion with Shane. I'll be back next week with Matthew Songmaker, local singer-songwriter, and he's going to be talking about his soon-to-be-released CD. It's a one-man band CD, and you're really going to want to check into this. If you've been to any of the events and craft fairs in Shasta County, you've probably heard Matthew, and he's got a pretty good little following, so tune in next Friday with me for that. And thanks again, folks. Have a great weekend. Coming up after Locomotion is Geezer Rock. That's for new baby boomers and anybody else who likes that. So, once again, thanks again to Kelly. Say goodbye, Kelly.
Goodbye.
All right, then. And everybody have a safe weekend. And like I say, I'll be back next week.
Sugar mama, and I'm after you.